Week. Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield. And this week, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning. This week, we were going to talk about the app that is Flappy Bird.
We were.
But there's all sorts of news about Flappy Bird this week. So rather than getting you to download one this week, we're actually just going to explore Flappy Bird and the controversy surrounding it.
That's
what
right.
is Flappy Bird, first
Well,
of
Flappy
all?
Bird is a very, very simple game, free game, with no built-in pay-per-play or anything like that. So it's a very simple game, which is possibly part of its appeal, where basically you have to navigate a little bird who's flapping his wings across the screen, and there are pipes and gaps in the pipes, and you have to navigate him between the pipes by tapping the screen. And as you tap the screen, he flaps his wings and he moves upwards and then drops down again. So you're controlling his height, basically. It's a very frustrating game, very difficult to play. I did play it at the weekend on one of my children's tablets, and I got to 26, which I couldn't believe, but it seemed to be running slower on their tablet, whereas on my phone I can only get about 10,
right.
And that's really, really
So it's one of those
difficult.
Games, it's free, just while away, you know,
yeah,
some time and tap away.
Yeah, yeah, it's got very, its interface is, I believe, could be the reason why it's been pulled, but its design and everything is really heavily based on the 16-bit games that we used to have with Super Nintendo, such as Super Mario Brothers and those sort of things. In fact, the pipes look exactly like the pipes from Super Mario Brothers. So it's kind of like you're scrolling along, navigating between these pipes, and it is very, very simple. But the writer of the game yesterday announced he was going to pull it, that he'd had enough. And he has, so it's now been removed from all the app stores. So it's no longer available.
So you can't download it anymore? Or you will be able to, perhaps, maybe.
You can't download it. There are copycat games that have already okay. been put up. People yeah. have written Flappy Wings and things like that,
yes.
which are very similar, or look almost identical, might have slight changes. The game was free, but had advertising. So there was in-app advertising, which is a very common model for apps. And supposedly, the author of the game was earning $50,000 a day in advertising, which, to be fair, I would have continued to let the gravy train run for
yeah,
its
a, little longer,
a bit
yeah.
longer, because these things only have a finite lifespan. But he's pulled it because he said he can't stand the publicity, and surely this has just generated further publicity.
So you think this is some kind of... well, we're all talking about Flappy Birds now, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's perhaps a ruse okay. to gain a little bit more notoriety. He's talking about a sequel, so we're all going to be perhaps, well, not all of us, but lots of people will be on the edge of their seats waiting for the sequel to Flappy Birds. What I found most worrying was that there are people now selling their mobile phones on eBay because they've got Flappy Bird installed on them. So because you can't download it and therefore it's not generally available, there are people set. There was one I saw just before I left to come here that was, I think, an iPhone that was on for $1,000 just because it's got Flappy Bird on it. Now, I looked at the history, the bid history of that, and it looked a little bit suspect because they were all new buyers, you know,
right.
very low, you know, one positive rating and things like that. But there was someone else that put theirs on for $80,000. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah.
No one in their right mind would want to buy a mobile phone just to play Flappy Bird.
So this could well just be generating more interest, more talk. I mean, there are Twitter hashtags, you know, save Flappy Birds and all
yeah.
this kind of stuff, yeah.
Or RIP Flappy
Birds
and
yeah.
all those kind of things. I think what is most interesting is this chap, a Vietnamese game writer, he wrote this in, so again, a couple of hours. Although looking at it, I think possibly he might have spent a bit more time on it than that. But it's interesting that some, like the larger software houses like EA, they spend millions and millions and giant teams of people to write these games. And it just goes to show that you don't have to have all of that behind you to write a game.
Great, good app, yeah. So we better start getting our heads together then, hadn't we?
I think so.
Quite fancy,
yeah.
50,000 a day. Even in dollars?
Yeah, about £35,000. Yeah, I think I'd be all right with that, just for, a few months.
So, rest in peace for the moment. Anyway, Flappy Birds, if you've got it on your phone, cherish it. Cherish it. Love it. Nurture it until the next one comes along.
I just think it would probably be, it'll come back. There's no reason to withdraw a game other than to generate marketing or publicity, really.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly done that, all right. Next week's half term, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're going to have a little app for the youngsters?
Yes, we've got a very nice one lined up for the youngsters,
and
which
I'll
will
try
keep
and get
them
the,
busy.
I'll try and get the wine one sorted out
as
well for the grown-ups.
Yes.
Who are having to deal with half-term next week.
That's right.
So if you've got Flappy Birds on your phone or your tablet at the moment, keep hold of it until the next one comes out. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you.
That's this week's app of the week, which you can't download at the moment, but you might be able to. So keep watching, because there's every possibility that it will come back. Probably Flappy Bird 2 or something like that.
Well, that's right.
On the way.
Mark's app of the week on BBC Radio Suffolk.